Our reporter Cian McCormack joins us now. Cian, last week you've been talking to many people for the duration of this conflict, people in Ukraine, and you've been talking to a man, Taras. You talked to him in Kyiv last week and you've spoken to him again. So what changes has he witnessed in those 7 days?
Audrey, he says missiles are landing closer to his home and the attacks are louder and more frequent.
We see more attacks by missiles. Two of them were like within 1 kilometer from my house and it was really loud. This is 26th day of war. You are just fully working 24/7 on helping the Ukrainian army to win the war.
We talked at this stage last week. What has changed in the week?
So now we have more explosions again. While the threat of a physical attack by Russians, of invading the city, is much lower now. But the missiles attack and attacks by jets are happening much more often than the last week.
At least 8 people were killed in the bombing of a shopping center in northwest Kyiv. Is that close to where you are?
It's around 5 kilometers. From my place, and even though it's quite a distance, the sound yesterday evening was really loud. So it was a feeling that the missile exploded 0.5 kilometer from my house. The missile was really big, really strong.
A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman has said areas near the shopping center were used to store multiple rocket launchers and ammunition. Taras claims the shopping centre became a target because someone shared a photograph on social media. And on top of this, Kyiv's mayor has urged residents not to film and share videos of military equipment, checkpoints and strategic objects. Again, here's Taras.
They claim they destroyed secret military unit of the armed forces of Ukraine, which is total nonsense. However, what we know now, the information has been public, that several artillery machines were hiding Ukrainian artillery, were firing from a nearby field. So, we can talk about like 3 or 4 artillery machines of the Ukrainian army, but it was definitely not a military point or some kind of military unit. Because actually how this attack happened, somebody published video on TikTok that 3 of Ukrainian artillery machineries were driving there and just stopped there. And actually, this is a big problem because all the time military officers, leadership of the army and of the country calls on Ukrainian citizens not to publish any information about location of Ukrainian techniques. And somebody actually published it on TikTok, and most probably this is why Russians decided to attack. There were no sense in destroying an entire shopping mall and damaging hundreds of apartments all around, even if there were 3 Ukrainian artillery machineries there. The attack was extremely unproportional.
That's Taras. And Cian, when you spoke to him last week, he was preparing to send his family to Poland for safety. Did his family leave?
Yes, they did. And they left for Poland after airstrikes close to Lviv last week. Taras now feels happier that they've left Ukraine.
So on the one hand, the fact that my son, my family went further from me, it was kind of depressing, it was sad. But on the other hand, I became much more calmer for their security. But at least, I feel safer about my son so that he stays in a secure place.
Taras was in Lviv to say goodbye to his family at the weekend. He travelled there from Kyiv and he says the city was crowded with people from other parts of Ukraine, internally displaced persons, IDPs.
So you can see that many people, many IDPs just walking around the city, the calm city, and just getting acquainted with it. But from what I see, local authorities are doing their best to accept IDPs to help them. And while there are some issues such as lack of apartments, lack of places for IDPs, local city of both city authorities and civil society are doing their best to help IDPs. That's what I saw.
And Cian, you've been speaking to the authorities in the city of Lviv about the scale of the numbers coming into their city, some to stay, many others passing through. What did they say to you?
It said the city is facing a challenge and its population has swollen by 30%. Andreo Moshkalenko is the first deputy mayor with Lviv City Council. He explained the challenges to me.
So right now we have in our city more than 200,000 people. So approximately every day it's additionally from 10 to 30,000 people who arrive to our city by buses or by train. And so it's our obligation to provide them places for sleeping. Right now we have more than 500 different locations. People mostly stay 3-4 days and after it make decision or stay longer or, for example, to relocate to another cities or, for example, to abroad.
Have you capacity and infrastructure in place to facilitate all of these people?
So approximately it's 30% additionally to regular amount of residents who live in our city. So we provided like places for our Ukrainians who relocated and who escaped from cities, Mariupol, where the whole world see that Russian troops provided real genocide of 21st century. Or from Kharkiv or from Kyiv. And so they relocated to our city. And so it's mostly children and women. And so we provided in several stages. First, we opened a hall of schools, campuses of universities. Next stage, we provided like even rooms in universities, churches, offices of companies. And so today it's also like a big challenge to provide all necessary help because a lot of economy routes also destroyed. And so we right now work on cooperation with a lot of European cities in order to provide enough food for that people who here and also support Ukrainian cities who right now under every hour's bomb attack.
You say it's a challenge. Is the city coping? Is its infrastructure stretched to its capacity, stretched to its limits?
Of course, it's quite a lot for when such a lot of people are located, but so it's reality. And so we will do this by all our efforts.
What a job they are doing in the most awful of circumstances. Andriy Moshkalenko there, who is the first deputy mayor with the Lviv City Council in Western Ukraine. Cian, thank you. Our reporter, Cian McCormack, 822.